Rebecca News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Polokwane 21 and Mbombela 22. South Africa commemorates Youth Day today, and Rise Mzansi leader Songezo Zibi was at the Hector Peterson Memorial in Orlando West earlier.
That 1976 generation is facing another era of denied opportunities and denied choices because they are unemployed. They don't have housing. They don't have opportunities. Their children don't have jobs. They don't have opportunities. The struggle of 1976 is the same as the struggle today, which means we must continue to fight for a more perfect democracy.
Meanwhile, Deputy President Paul Mashatile is set to address the national commemoration in Polokwane this afternoon. Youth Day recollects the sacrifices of South Africa's youth in the fight for democracy, an event immortalized by the Soweto Uprising of 16 June 1976. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has confirmed that the new cabinet will include members from the various political parties which form part of the Government of National Unity. Mbalula says the parties have signed a statement of intent which will serve as a guideline for the GNU.
The statement of intent categorically places the needs of South African people first, as expressed in the proposed minimum program for the 7th administration, including the focus on economic inclusion, industrialization, transformation and job creation, protection of workers' and women's rights, improving and extending basic services.
President-elect Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to announce the cabinet after his inauguration, which is set for Wednesday. Meanwhile, the ACDP's deputy president, Wayne Thring, says its leadership has decided not to be part of the GNU. Thring says ACDP leaders recently met with senior representatives of the ANC and were offered an opportunity to join the new government. He says in their bilateral meeting, they also spoke about a national dialogue.
We will be a part of the national dialogue. However, we would still have to consider the GNU. The ACDP raised concerns with regards to the National Health Insurance Bill, Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, which we want to take on review, as well as the possibility of recounts of the vote.
MK Party President Jacob Zuma is set to address the nation at a pivotal media conference in Joburg this afternoon. He will discuss the current political landscape and the unfolding formation of the Government of National Unity. The party snubbed the first sitting of the 7th Parliament due to legal challenges against the Electoral Commission. And moving abroad, the International Ukraine Peace Summit is set today to focus on food security, avoiding a nuclear disaster, and returning deported children from Russia as countries outline building blocks towards ending the war. More than 2 years after Russia invaded, leaders and top officials from more than 90 states are spending the weekend in Lucerne in Switzerland for a landmark two-day summit dedicated to resolving the largest European conflict since World War II. The summit, snubbed by Russia and its ally China, comes as Ukraine is struggling on the battlefield, where it is outmanned and outgunned. On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin demanded Ukraine's effective surrender as a basis for peace talks. I'm Martina van der Walt-Elers. Hoofnuus: Suid-Afrika gedenk vandag jeugdag met verskeie geleenthede wat landwyd plaasvind.
Jacaranda FM plays more. This.